Chapter 4. Usenet Anonymity. In this chapter, we'll discuss ways you can add anonymity to your Usenet connection so that you can participate in discussion groups without fear of persecution. These methods often are most useful in situations where you may lose your Usenet account if you say the wrong things to the wrong people. Usenet companies are big business now, and unlike 12 years ago, will now think nothing of terminating your account if they get enough complaints. Simply being unpopular and taking a stand against the status quo in certain news groups can get your Usenet account banned, i.e. alt.privacy. However, with true anonymity, they may ban your account. But rest assured, not only will your words remain forever on Usenet, but you will not be persecuted for speaking out against a tyrannical government or a company that you work for, which has happened many times by disgruntled employees on Facebook. It should be stated at the outset that using Tor for Usenet binary downloads will actually strain the Tor network, just as it does with torrents. And to boot, whenever you use torrents via Tor, the torrent software actually sends your IP address to the recipient. It does so anonymously, in the same way a post office worker will deliver you your mail. Needless to say, this defeats the purpose of using torrents. This problem is not with the Tor code, but rather the way that applications like BitLord and BitTorrent are designed. The torrent applications themselves need to be coded to allow anonymity. It is better to use FreeNet with the Frost add-on for P2P-like trading if you wish to remain anonymous. Tor is much more efficient at textual discussions and binary downloaders using your native connection. But the easiest method to do this anonymously is by use of the Remailer network. By using such a method, the identifying Usenet posts are stripped away from your messages, essentially erasing the digital trail that leads back to your IP address. As we've seen from past media reports around the world over the past several years, there could be any number of valid reasons you want to hide your identity. Maybe you work for a computer manufacturer, or perhaps a robotics company, and are concerned about the lack of safety measures being enforced by your superiors, but fear some kind of retaliation by them should you go public, like the loss of your job. Usenet is a great place to ask advice and not worry about the consequences. Places like Facebook and Twitter, on the other hand, might invite retribution by the executives or the CEO of your company. It could be that you want to vocally protest your discontent with the direction of the prevailing winds of government. Doing so in countries like U.S., Iran, China, and the like could put you on a watch list of sorts. And before you know it, you have problems relating to no-fly lists at airports and border stations. Perhaps you want to establish a free email address that's never had any contact whatsoever with your real IP address. Services like Yahoo Mail, Gmail, and Hotmail repeatedly scan emails looking for keywords or files to flag. Shutting down your email is one thing. Having your IP address along with the email forwarded to government entities for prosecution is quite another. Anonymity prevents this from happening. Remailers. As a crude example, let's say you own a reporting agency that's active in most of the less-than-savory news groups, and you use your email from your office quite regularly. Then you see a rape victim who needs your assistance. You might not want to divulge your email address to everyone. Using a remailer will ensure that any identifying information of you will be erased from the headers of any messages you upload to news groups. Your message will be forwarded to the recipient without any risks of public disclosure. Traceable versus untraceable remailers. Traceable. There are some remailers who keep active lists of senders or pseudonyms so that receivers can reply to mail by fictitious names. When the remailer gets a message, it consults a list and forwards mail to the sender. Thus, there is an element of privacy to this method of communication. However, as was proved in Finland in previous years, the pnet.fi incident, this does not invite anonymity. Any hacker, government agency, judge, or other authority can gain access to such a list and discover who the sender is. In the case of pnet.fi, Scientology launched a lawsuit of copyright infringement against them in which a lower court demanded they turn over the identity of its users.